Christmas, happy holidays, and happy Kwanzaa, or whatever else you celebrate. It's great to have you guys here, and we are talking about generosity with Ragini Michaels, who is a spiritual coach, and she's been offering lots of interesting insights about generosity. And my big takeaway, it's all about your heart.
It's all about your heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Ragini. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So when I was going through the web, there seemed to be lots of really just practical coaching questions, you know, like how to kind of questions about generosity. And some of them have to do with like, well, what if I don't have money? How am I supposed to give? And I always think about this, you know, when I do nonprofit stuff, it's always about your time, treasure, and talent. But how do you think about it? And, you know, if you're like, I don't have money, I feel like I want to be generous, but I can't.
Well, I think when you think about generosity as money, it shows that your camera lens has gotten really small and mm-hmm. you're focused on one avenue of generosity's expression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think all you really have to do is take a step back, let the lens open a little bit so that you can see there are many, many ways to be generous. And I think we all know that. But you hear a lot about money being the primary way to extend generosity. So if you have money, that's great. Give money, you know, no problem. Then again, it's the intention behind the giving that's the primary thing for you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to feel about the giving? Do you write your check with a begrudging sense of I have to do this, or I need to do this, or I should be doing this, versus I really would love to help people.
I have so much. I want to give some to others.
I want to make sure people have food on the table, or that a little kid gets to open up a package and they, you know, they get a smile on their face, or, you know, you help some kid somewhere get a cleft palate operation, or, you know, so it comes from your heart. That's mm-hmm. the primary thing. Generosity really is about an overflow from the heart. So if there's anything that we're doing here today, it's about where does that come from? Try to get yourself into a space.
A feeling space is what used to be space.
Yeah, generosity is not about how much should I give. There is no rule written somewhere. I'm sure there is. Somebody made it up. You know.
Right.
But, and it's fine to follow those rules.
Right.
And it's best for you as a person if you're writing that check from your heart, or if you're making cookies and you know somebody down the street who's a shut-in and you decide you want to stop by and see the smile on their face, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't want anything back. There's 101 ways to just be kind, mm. be generous. That's all we're talking about here, is giving from your heart. And there's 100 ways to do it. There's just 100 ways to do it. You know, patting a dog on the head with love and right. generosity of love to the animal is a way of being generous. What does it do? It opens your heart.
Yeah, and there are tons of acts of kindness. Like in the first segment where you're saying, you know, you give someone like, oh, you know, you get out of their way when they're rushed, or, you know, someone's in a hurry. So you're like, why don't you take, you know, go in front of me in the line. It looks like you're in a hurry. Or there's lots of different ways of being generous with your time.
Right.
And talent, right? I mean,
time
if you're
talent, absolutely.
You know, if you're like a lawyer and you know that you can actually do pro bono work, you know, that's a wonderful way to give.
It is a wonderful way to give. And when giving and generosity becomes something that you have to do, it is then from your head and not so much from your heart. So if
right.
you can get away from that and step into your heart, because love, really, you know, you have an overabundance of gratitude. Why? You're alive, mm-hmm. right? No matter what you have or don't have, we are breathing. We can laugh. We can cry. We can touch each other. We can hold each other. We can be happy. We can be sad. We can share. We can hoard. We're alive. We can do
right.
all kinds of things that
right.
we want to do. When you really tune into that, there's a sense of gratitude pure existence. From that, that opens the heart. It's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, let me share this with people. Then you don't have to think about how to be generous. It simply happens.
Right. So in a lot of ways, this ties back to our previous segments about gratitude, is once you truly feel and sense a sense of gratitude about life, of living, of the world around you, it's a lot easier to be generous.
It is. And of course, the obvious thing to be generous with is your spirit.
Mm.
You know, the spirit of your being. Share the spirit of your being, which is easy to say and not so easy to do if you're in your head all the time.
It's true.
And you're not in your heart and your soul connected to it.
Mm.
The spirit of who you are is what people want. It's what touches people. It's like a note from a symphony. Somehow it touches your heart and you go, oh, carries you someplace different. Your smile can do that. The gleam in your eye, your laugh, your chuckle. Be real. Be as authentic as you can be. Let the wonder of who you are, be generous with it.
Yeah.
Share it. That's the biggest thing. Because
and it could be as simple as some of the things that I've done, which are, you know, let's say that I'm getting a latte, and I just ask, like, hey, how are you doing? Or like, or sometimes I'm in the middle of some store, and I can tell, like, this, you know, store clerk has been through hell and back. I can tell by their expression, and they look, like, totally stressed out. And to just say, hey, how are you doing? Looks like it's a busy day. And to give them the avenue to be like, oh, God, let me tell you. And just like, well, just sit there, like, to me, that's an act of generosity. One, because I clearly see someone who's suffering at the moment, and just taking the, you know, 2 minutes that it takes to ask them, and like, hey, by the way, I recognize you. I know that you're suffering in some way. I can see that through your face gestures and your humping.
It's as good as a $2,000 check to your local organization.
Seriously, I do honestly believe that. I do. Okay, so some of the other things that I saw out there how much time do we have? 12:41. Okay, good. How about giving of, you know, how do you basically ratchet it out? Like, let's say that you do want, some people basically, they don't have the time, or they feel like they have a scarcity of time. So they would like to give money, and they're like, you know, how do I give? Do I give monthly? Do I give daily? Do I give during Christmas? I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
No. I don't.
Yeah.
My thought is follow your heart. I mean, you know, it's really, we make it so complicated. All we have to do, your heart is there. It has a lot of feelings. This is a time of year when there's a lot of emotion around. There's a lot of things going on. Tune into your heart. And by that, I mean, how to do that? Sit down. Have a cup of tea. Look at the sky. Watch the birds. I've been watching my dog recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the only difference between my dog and me, we're both animals of stimulus response conditioning. Huge, that's a huge part of what makes us who we are.
Yeah.
Only I can think, and my dog can't. And he's actually a lot happier than I am. And I've been thinking, you know, on the days when I'm in my heart and I let life sort of lead me through the day, right, I still have to keep my appointments, and I still have to do the things I have to do and pay my bills on time. But there's a way, there's a rhythm that comes from your heart and just being present to what is going on in your life. It's hard to find if you never sit down and have a cup of tea and watch the birds, watch the wind in the trees, listen to the sounds of the traffic. That's what's going on. Right? And it just settles everything. And your heart is right there.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the ones that I like the best is heart math, where you literally just breathe in and out of your heart. Because sometimes people are like, what do you mean find my heart? What do you mean? It's right here. You know, they point to your heart. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, you know the physical location of it, but can you literally feel? It's like, what do you mean? Like, feel a beating? I'm like, no, like, you know, breathe in and out of your heart, and, you know, as if you're heart had a live living presence right at this moment, and it wanted to say something to you, and that it was there as a living, breathing, thriving thing that wants the joy for you.
The first time I ever felt that area around my physical heart, I actually felt it as if it were radiating something. It actually was scary. I went, I'm having a heart attack. But actually I was not, and I've become more used to it now. But there is truly and really a different kind of heart there.
And it feels good. It feels good. It doesn't feel like a heart attack.
It does feel like a
warm, kind of like warm, gushy feeling.
And it's good. Filled with guidance.
Yeah.
It's filled with guidance and support and hope and, of course, love.
Yeah. And I think it's taking the time, you know, because if you ask me to go sit down and look at the trees, I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then I'm planning out, like, oh, I need to actually cook. I mean, I would not be able to focus for 2 seconds doing that.
If you can't focus for even 2 seconds, then that's the next challenge, is to take your time to learn a little bit about meditation. Because, honestly, everything we're talking about, you have to be able to get a little distance from your ongoing internal dialogue and your concern with making life happen in the way you need it to be. You have to be able to step back a little bit and get a little distance from your mind.
All right, that's the best gift of presents. That's the best present you could give.
Presents is the best present of all.
Thank you, Ragini. Namaste, which means the light in me honors the light in you. Thank you so
Namaste
much for being
to you
here.
And happy holidays.
Yes, and folks out there, thank you for listening. It's just a pleasure and delight and an honor to be able to have such a great audience, and I appreciate your listening support. Chris and Brian, thank you so much for all your recordings of the show. And goodbye to everyone. Have great holidays. And next Thursday, we're going to be hearing about a very practical thing, hangovers. And how do you cure your hangovers?
Happy holidays.
And your illnesses.
Happy holidays.
You have to sing, well, I don't know this song.
Anyway, have a good time.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.